Woke capital exposed, corporate VPs tout white privilege, transgender allyship. By Spencer Lindquist on April 15, 2023. Corporate leaders demonstrated their allegiance to the Democrat Party's woke agenda at a social justice-themed conference that focused on ending microaggressions and transgender allyship. The conference, called Women of Color and Their Allies, featured conversations with numerous corporate leaders on several social justice-themed topics. One session was called Exploring and Ending Microaggressions in the Workplace. The talk defined microaggressions as subtle acts such as comments or gestures that tend to be rooted in implicit or explicit racism, sexism, or homophobia. It featured several corporate leaders such as the managing vice president at Capital One Financial, the senior vice president and head of U.S. credit card and unsecured lending at TD Bank, the North America Inclusion and Diversity leader at Accenture, and vice president and chief deputy general counsel at Medtronic. Spectators were encouraged to learn about the concept of intent versus impact and how it relates to equality, equity, and liberation. A different session was titled White Women as Allies to Walk and featured Karen Fishook, the CEO of a staffing agency called Randstad North America. Fishook bemoaned her white privilege in the talk, remarking, "During the social justice movement, the Karen meme of a privileged white woman was very prevalent. That hit home in a big way, given that Karen was my name. But I've learned a lot about my privilege over the last year because of that," Fishook added. Another session was called Increasing Support and Allyship for Transgender and Non-Binary Communities and featured a discussion with Gabrielle Claiborne, the co-founder and CEO of Transformation Journeys Worldwide, and Tori Cooper, director of community engagement for the Transgender Justice Initiative for Human Rights Campaign. Claiborne, a man who identifies as a woman, called on people to start unpacking our cultural assumptions around gender. He went on to claim that gender is a whole lot more complex than the binary culture that many of us grew up in, believing that there were only two options for gender. In addition, Claiborne encouraged corporations to publish a gender transition guideline so that individuals who want to transition in the workplace understand how their transition will be supported by everyone in the workplace. There was also a talk called The Power of LGBTQ and BIPOC Allyship in Today's Business World. The session featured Thomas Bonsaint, Northrop Grumman's Director of Enterprise Campaigns, as well as Del Galloway, the Senior Vice President of Atlantic and Pacific Regions for Wells Fargo. Marginalized communities, whether you're LGBTQ, women of color, are often drawn to one another because they have a shared experience. And I think in that we find the opportunity to support each other, Galloway contended. At Stonewall, we saw the people standing up to the police were often trans women of color, Bonsaint remarked before adding, "I benefit from the activities of those people who were literally putting their lives on the line for white gay men like me. So, to be an ally means to me, in some small way, trying to give back for all the sacrifices." Matt Osborne, a left-wing author, argues that big corporations have taken public stances on identity issues in order to pacify some on the left who would otherwise be working to take on the economic system. Osborne contends, "Antifa goons are too busy shouting down women speaking out against gender identity encroachments on their sports, spaces, and prisons to take on the economic system anymore. Human rights activists ignore economics too. Protest organizations that won't kowtow to transgender supremacy. Trans activism consumes progressive energy, time, and oxygen, purges radical ranks in struggle sessions, yet enjoys an absurd degree of funding compared to any issue space I ever saw in my own Netroots decade." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.